Well. Wow. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to everyone. This is Alaric Anderson, and you're listening to Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. We are blessed to be back, sending out our prayers to those all over the world dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic here in the United States and around the world. So, we're just glad to be back and decided to come back and do some for real sports talk. It has been a minute since we've talked sports. A lot's gone on in the world, lots going on in the world of sports. And so we decided to come on back and jump back in the water. Thank you to our listeners, those who have reached out via Instagram, via direct message on Facebook, who hit us up at our email address. Thank you for you reaching out, giving us some good vibes and some good love. And we are so appreciative, but we're glad to be back. Glad to be talking about sports. Going to spend some time today talking about what's coming up this week. The NFL draft, going to take a deep dive into the draft and just get our feet back on solid ground when it comes to the world of sports. Those of you all who follow the world of sports, you know that nothing is going on right now. There's no competition going on, not at the college level, not at the amateur level, not even at the pro level. There's nothing going on. Matter of fact, kids are not even able to go and play pickup games out. You know, everybody's doing the shelter at home. But we're going to get through this. And so as I said earlier, we're sending our love. Thank you for joining us. If you're new to the broadcast, this is Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. We are just excited about just the opportunity to come and speak with you. If you're new to the broadcast and don't know where you can get this broadcast, we're available on all podcast formats. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We are on iHeart Podcast. We have a specific website that you can go to, listen to the show, listen to some curated things, listen to some archive shows. That's alaricanderson.net, alaricanderson.net. You can go there. You can listen to the show, today's show. Again, if you not listen to us live and you want to, or you're listening to us live and you want to make sure you can tell your friends about it and then come back and listen to it later. That's alaricanderson.net, alaricanderson.net. We're just glad to be back. So, hey, man, let's just jump right on in. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on sports-wise, not going on sports-wise, I mean to say, but slowly but surely those leagues are coming back. We see that the NFL is going to be releasing their schedule early part of May for the 2021 season. The NBA is still trying to figure out how they're going to come back. The playoffs would have started, I believe, on Friday for the NBA. So they are, Adam Silver and the Players Association and NBA are discussing ways to come back and when it'll be great for them. You know, actually, the NBA really got this all kicked off a few weeks ago, I believe, in the middle of March with that Wednesday night with the Utah Jazz versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, and with Rudy Gobert testing positive for the COVID-19 virus. That's what got it kicked off, that made the NBA shut down their games, suspend their games that following weekend, going into the week. A lot of the high school basketball tournaments canceled, followed by the NCAA men's basketball and men's women's basketball tournaments. Baseball postponed the start of their season. High school and college spring sports were done. And so we've been living in a new age, a new era since that Wednesday night when the world stopped in the NBA. But, you know, sports, there are still sports stories that are going on, stuff that is still happening. How many of y'all watched that new Michael Jordan documentary that I'm glad that ESPN rushed out It was supposed to come out, I believe, in June, after the playoffs and after the NBA Finals. However, they worked on it, brought it, got it out. I watched the first two episodes. I'm not going to spoil it for you if you haven't watched it. I'm just going to tell you that I've always believed that Michael Jordan was the greatest of all time. This documentary just reminded me of his greatness. He is the greatest of all time. If you haven't watched it, it's called The Last Dance. It's really the NBA Entertainment back in 96, 97. Followed that Bulls team all the way through from the beginning of the season, from training camp all the way through to the end of that season. It followed Michael Jordan specifically, but it gave us an overview of that Bulls team, and you'll get some deep dive into the relationships with Jerry Reinsdorf, who was the owner of the Bulls, and Jerry Krause, who was the general manager of the Bulls, Phil Jackson, the great Phil Jackson, who was the coach of the Bulls at the time. At that time, that team included Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman was on that team, Steve Kerr was on that team, Ron Harper was on that team. You'll see some things. You'll learn some things about that team and even about the NBA. The late great David Stern is in this one. It's a great watch. So I'm watching it. I watched it with my son, my wife, and my daughter, who's also a basketball player, are watching it. You gotta watch. It's called The Last Dance. The first two episodes aired on Sunday. The next two will air next Sunday. They have two different broadcasts. One, which is unedited, meaning there's some language in it. They air that one on ESPN. ESPN2 has the edited version. It's not that serious as far as the language is concerned, so I would go ahead and watch the ESPN broadcast of it. It's a great watch. I had a good time watching and look forward to watching the next episodes coming up. It's really incredible. And Michael Jordan is really, really incredible. You'll get if you are a younger person who really don't have a sense of really who Michael Jordan was as a basketball player, you just know him from his shoes and from Jordan brand and from the Jumpman logo, you really need to watch this. This will bring everything into perspective. If you have a kid who's an athlete, who really wants to see some unique stories about some of the greatest to ever do it and how they became great, you need to make sure that they see this documentary. It's a great view. So shout out to NBA Entertainment. Again, the current commissioner, Adam Silver, was in charge of NBA Entertainment when this was done. Shout out to them. Shout out to Michael Jordan for giving the green light and saying, go ahead and release this. It's an incredible cinematic. I mean, this could have been at the movie. Incredible cinematic achievement, and I don't think that's an overstatement. When you watch it, you will get it. So it's called The Last Dance. ESPN. Make sure you take a look at it. For those of you all who are still hungry for sports and not quite seeing some stuff, some of the sports leagues are offering some unique things. NFL Game Pass is being offered free until May 31st. And so you can see all the games of last season. Just go on NBA Game Pass. I believe you can access that through the NFL.com. Even if you can't, you can get the information about that. You got to go and see what's going on with that. The League Pass, NBA was given free League Pass showing the entire season up until the time that it cut off. It is supposed to end on April 22nd. I don't know if that's being extended, but you can go to NBA.com and get the information for that. If you're just fiending for some games or you didn't get to see some games during the season, they're offering that free. And so make sure if you're fiending for sports, everybody's trying. The NBA had that horse competition that Mike Conley of the Utah Jazz won. It was a very unique competition. I watched it. It was cool. If the NBA wants to do it again, I believe that they should do a few tweaks to it. If you didn't see it, as I said before, Mike Conley of the Utah Jazz won. It was a little uneven. The NBA players, when they, you know, they it was a definite difference between the money you make in the NBA and the money that you make in the WNBA. You had the WNBA players, they were pretty much playing in their backyards, and it looked like my backyard or your backyard. You had the NBA players, and they had everything from Mike Conley with a full gym. It looked like an NBA practice facility. You had Chris Paul with his full court in the backyard of his place. Chauncey Billups, retired, great NBA great, had a nice court in his backyard. Zach LaVine had a nice spot in his backyard. Trey Young, you know, that he didn't really have a big kind of setup, but you saw some obvious inequities. So I think the NBA, if they're going to do this again, they need to make sure that everybody that competes is on a level playing field. Also, because they couldn't use camera men and women, they couldn't use those people to come in. They used some technology that was a little bit uneven. Again, I'm nitpicking. It was cool watching some cats and some ladies participate in the horse competition. It was obvious that some of the younger cats didn't really know how you get down with a horse. But you know, Chris Paul was on there doing some things. It was really, really cool. It had some unique twist. There was no dunking, so that put Zach LaVine at a disadvantage. But it was really cool. So shout out to the NBA players, retired players, to the WNBA players, and shout out to the NBA and ESPN for putting this together. Mark Jones, he did an all right job hosting. He seemed a little, you know, it was kind of Mark Jones's. So you know, Mark Jones uses a lot of analogies. He's used a lot of metaphors. You know, he tries to be. I don't want to say he tries to be cute. It's just sometimes it's just overplayed. And when you're talking about horse, man, they should have just let them cats just talk, you know, talk noise to each other. I think that would have been really, really cool. But, you know, I'm nitpicking. It was great to see some competition happen where we can actually root for somebody and cheer for somebody. So, again, shout out to ESPN for doing that. So, man, here we are, big week. It would be a huge week normally. The NFL draft starts on Thursday. Generally, you know, this would be a big, big week. We would be wall to wall and treetop tall, as they used to say back in the CB days. We would be just inundated with stories about cats that's going to get drafted. Hidden gems that'll be drafted, you know, talking to GMs. But because we're in this new normal where we're actually having to, they're doing virtual interviews with the players. They're doing virtual workouts with the players. Even in the actual NFL, they started some of their offseason workouts, and that stuff is virtual. We're not able to get the deep dive that we would normally get. But man, look, if you are everybody, you know, it's just a term I use. I don't want to exclude anybody. But look, when you look at this draft, it is a very, very interesting draft. And you know, I love football. If you're new to the show, my favorite football team is the Los Angeles Rams. We had a little down year. My favorite basketball team, Golden State Warriors. Again, we had a down year. And I'm not a front runner. I've been a fan of these teams for decades. But had a down year in Missouri. I'm a University of Missouri alum. Down year with my Mizzou play football and basketball. But, you know, I'm a real fan. But that said, if you listen to the show, you know I talk a lot about football. If you're new to the show, if you're a football head, this is the show you should always listen to. Football, basketball, you should listen to this show. Anyway, I digress. Look, big, big, big names, big time players in this draft. You already know some of the players in this draft. You didn't see them. You've seen a lot of them. The LSU players, starting off with the Heisman Trophy winner, Mr. Everything, Joe Burrow. He's in this draft. You got Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback for Alabama, another national championship quarterback sitting right there. You got Justin Herbert from University of Oregon, another quarterback. You got a lot of great quarterbacks. You're talking about that kid, Chase Young, defensive end for Ohio State. Look, it's a lot of great players, and I'm going to go a deep dive. I got Bucky Brooks from NFL Network. I have his mock first-round draft in front of me. We're going to go through it. Hey, but before I do that, I want to give you some of my thoughts going in about some current players and what direction they're going to go with them. So there's been some trade talk. You know, it's been a lot of free agency. A lot of players are free agents. Cam Newton's a free agent. I'm not going to do a deep dive right there because we ain't been here for a while. We got a lot of time to talk about football. So I'm going to stay with what's relevant for this week as it relates to player movement. But there are two big players you need to be looking at going into this week and what will happen on draft night. Two big players. Let me say their names. Leonard Fournette, running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. Let's talk about both of them. First of all, both of them, there's been rumors of them being traded. And, you know, trade rumors, some are good or some are bad. I was watching today and they was reminding us, I was watching ESPN, I was watching NFL Live, and they were talking about this time last year, Cliff Kingsbury, who had been hired as the new coach for the Arizona Cardinals, was talking about Josh Rosen was his guy. And what did they do first night of the draft with the first overall pick? They picked Kyler Murray from the University of Oklahoma. And then a day later, they traded Josh Rosen away. So you may hear some GMs and you may hear some pundits on TV talk about who's not going to be traded and who will be traded. But remember that things always change on draft night. NFL, they make sure that draft night is exciting and full of twists and turns. This draft night will not be different. I'm going to give you my prediction, nobody else is saying this, it's my prediction. Check this out. So the San Francisco 49ers have two draft picks. They have number 13 and number 31. They're both in the first round. I'm saying right now, this is what I'm saying right now, I believe that the San Francisco 49ers will trade the 13th and the 31st pick to the Cleveland Browns for Odell Beckham Jr. Remember, I said it. I'm saying it on today, 4/20, April 20th, that I believe that the San Francisco 49ers will trade their 13th and 31st overall picks to the Cleveland Browns for Odell Beckham Jr. That would completely change what that team is in San Francisco. They made it to the Super Bowl. They're right there. They got to get some more tools to put in the toolbox so that Jimmy Garoppolo will have some more, just a few more. You know, he got Kittle, and you give him that dude. You got Deebo Samuel, but if you give him an Odell Beckham Jr., I'm afraid for the NFC West. I'm afraid for the NFC, and I'm afraid for the league, because that will make if Jimmy G is who they tell us he is, that will make the San Francisco an odd-on favorite to return to the Super Bowl to play against the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. So, man, I can't wait to see that. But I'm telling you, I'm also seeing look for Leonard Fournette to end up somewhere like a Minnesota, end up somewhere like a Chicago. Don't be shocked if he ended up somewhere like the Los Angeles Rams. Remember, Todd Gurley is now a member of the Atlanta Falcons, and so don't be surprised if that turns out to happen. So that's my big predictions for Thursday for this weekend, for this week when it comes into NFL pre-draft stuff. Now, let me go to this draft. Again, this is Bucky Brooks. He's a great former player, coach, brother, and he coaches, I think he coaches high school out in California now. He works for the NFL Network. The cat looks like he never ages. But I went on NFL.com, and I look at these drafts, man. I look at Todd McShay's from ESPN, Mel Kiper Jr. draft expert. I look at his. I go on, and I wanted to use Bucky Brooks, his thoughts for the first round pick. Now, these don't include any of the trades that I talked about, because when you look at the Browns, if they pick up, if they trade for Odell Beckham Jr. for the 13th and the 31st pick, they will pick at 10, they will pick at 13, and then they will pick at 31. That would give them three first round picks. That would be insane in the membrane. That would be insane. I believe I got that right. They would pick at 10, 13, yeah, 10, 13, and 31. That would be crazy. That would be crazy. That can completely change that team, help Baker Mayfield up there. They already got Landry, so they got a good wide receiver. That would make that team a real, real special team. And this draft is deep, especially on the offensive line, especially on the defensive side. It's deep in wide receivers. I mean, it's a lot going on. And I didn't even look and see what Cleveland's second-round pick situation is. I'm sure they're doing well in the second round also. So look, I'm telling you, here's what Bucky Brooks says. Starting with the number one overall pick, there is no doubt. There's no doubt who the number one overall pick is. You don't even have to look. It is going to be that cat, Joe Burrow, out of LSU, Mr. Everything, Mr. Everything. Heisman Trophy winner, Walter Camp Award winner, national championship winner, and he's 25 years old. He's a grown man. And this cat is going to come in the league, and he's going to give the Bengals something they haven't had since they drafted Carson Palmer more than a decade ago. They're going to have a tremendous, tremendous quarterback. So Joe Burrow will be the number one. Number two, I'm saying for the Washington Redskins, they will go with that kid, that man child from Ohio State. This is Bucky Brooks. He says they're going to go with that man child, Chase Young, that edge rusher man from Ohio State. That boy is a bad man. He was also a Heisman Trophy finalist. He's going to be something special for the Redskins. So for those Redskins fam, I got family members who are Redskins fan. They should be very, very, very happy with Chase Young. Then, you know, we're going to get to these non-sexy picks, these offensive tackles, but these teams need tremendous. When you get an offensive tackle, man, offensive tackle, you can plug them in. If they're good, even if they're mediocre, they're going to play 5 to 8 years. If they're good or great, you got 10 to 12 years at the offensive tackle. So you're going to have a couple of tackles that Bucky Brooks says is going to come off the board at 3 and 4. And part of that is because you still have Matthew Stafford at quarterback. Detroit picks at third. So you still have Matthew Stafford at quarterback. They probably won't go up and get a quarterback at 3. And then number 4 is the New York Giants. They've drafted Daniel Jones last year. So it's probably not, they probably won't draft another quarterback. There's been some buzz, but I don't think that will happen. So according to Bucky Brooks, barring any trades or any weird moves, the number 3 pick will be Derek Brown. He's a defensive tackle out of Auburn. And then Tristan Wirfs, Wirfs, out of Iowa. He's a tackle, and he will be going to New York. That they can do great. You know, they can't do wrong getting the offensive tackle when you got a young quarterback in Daniel Jones and you got that monster back there, Saquon Barkley, getting another offensive lineman. You cannot go wrong with that. Then the number 5 pick, this is where we get real, real start getting funky with these quarterbacks. Bucky Brooks says that they're going to take the quarterback out of Oregon, Justin Herbert. The kid is nice. He's really, really nice. The Dolphins, Josh Rosen is there. As we talked about Josh Rosen earlier, he's not the answer down there. So look for them to get Justin Herbert. Don't be surprised if Tua jumps up in there. Don't be surprised if another quarterback might pop up in there. But Justin Herbert will probably be the pick. And Tua not be coming off an injury, Tua may be that person. But I'm going with that. I go with Justin Herbert doing that. Isaiah Simmons, one of those beasts, defensive beasts from Clemson, going to the Los Angeles Chargers at pick 6. Jeff Okuda from Ohio State, another one of those great defensive players, going to the Carolina Panthers. That's another place where, you know, they got Teddy Bridgewater, but you never know, they might go get another quarterback. I don't believe they're going to jump up and get a quarterback there. And then number 8, Jarek Wills, one of those offensive linemen from the University of Alabama, going down there to protect your boy, Kyler Murray in Arizona at the 8th pick. And then they got number 9, they got Tua going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tua, if he slides that far in Jacksonville, if they can get Tua, that would be great. The mustache kid, I forget his name, he is not the answer down in Jacksonville when you can get Tua Tagovailoa. So Tua will be Gardner Minshew. Thank you. Gardner Minshew, Tua is an upgrade. So if he's available, that will happen. Then number 10 pick, this is one of the Browns picks. They have them getting Mekhi Becton, offensive tackle for Louisville. Of course, you need something for Baker Mayfield to protect him. They could also get a wide receiver depending on if they make that trade, because there's a wide receiver right behind the best wide receiver in this class. Some people say CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver from University of Oklahoma, going to the New York Jets at the number 11 pick. Give Sam Darnold somebody to throw to. Got another great wide receiver right behind them in Jerry Jeudy from University of Alabama. Got him going to play for the Las Vegas Raiders. That are haters. So you see, you got some wide receivers right there. If the Cleveland Browns decide to go wide receiver and decide to make that move and get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. Then you got the San Francisco 49ers getting a defensive tackle, Javon Kinlaw, as if they need any more help on the defensive line. But they're going to get a defensive tackle at that position. Just for you all who wonder, my team, the Los Angeles Rams, have no first round pick as it stands right now, but anything can happen going into the draft. But right now they have no first round pick. You have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with their new quarterback, Tom Brady, Tom Terrific, getting an offensive lineman. That's the right move. According to Bucky Brooks, getting an offensive lineman from the University of Georgia, one of them SEC boys. And you saw it's a lot of SEC boys in this draft, the top of this draft. But yeah, getting Andrew Thomas, offensive lineman, to give Tom Brady a little protection, followed by another SEC boy going out to from the Florida Gators, C.J. Henderson, great cornerback that will give the Buccaneers some help on that back end, with my boy out there, Drew Locke, the quarterback, University of Missouri, MIZ. This will be his first year coming right out of the box as a starter, and getting that defense up and at him, being able to do some quick change, turnover stuff will be perfect for them. So they have at number 15, Bucky Brooks at number 15 has C.J. Henderson being drafted by the Denver Broncos, followed by another cornerback from Clemson, Jay Terrell, cornerback, nice cover cat, really, really good ball skills. I got to see some of Clemson's games this year. Clemson's defense was just tremendous. So anybody from Clemson on defense, if you get them, you're gonna have a nice player. That's number 16 going down there with Matt Ryan and all those boys down in Atlanta in the 80s. ATL. Todd Gurley will be down there also. Number 17, they got the Cowboys at number 17 getting a defensive lineman from LSU, Clavon Chaisson. You can also look at the Cowboys making a weird move right here. I wouldn't be surprised if they got another quarterback that's coming up in the draft. One of those reaches because you know they have some problem with Dak down there. Also, wouldn't be surprised if they reach for wide receiver right here. Maybe Jefferson from LSU, but right now Bucky Brooks has them taking. Somebody for the other side to be with DeMarcus Lawrence, Clavon Chaisson from LSU. Dolphins, they have them picking up in, with their second pick in the first round, picking up Justin Jackson, the offensive tackle from USC, University of Southern California. At number 19, they have the Raiders with their second first round pick, getting Patrick Queen, another one of them boys from LSU, one of them SEC boys, Patrick Queen, a linebacker coming at number 19, playing for the Raiders. Jay Espinenza, edge rusher from University of Iowa, kid from around this area. If you don't know, my show is in the St. Louis area, and this kid is from the Southern Illinois University over on the other side, Southern Illinois area over the other side of Illinois. Great. AJ Epinenza, edge rusher from University of Iowa, got him going down there to play with the Jacksonville Jaguars at pick number 20. Henry Riggins, the third wide receiver, going to the Eagles because you know the Eagles need help at wide receiver as a 21st pick. Christian Fulton, another one of those boys from LSU, another one of them SEC boys. Bucky Brooks is very high on those cats. Christian Fulton is going to the Minnesota Vikings at number 23. Another kid from the SEC, Alabama, Xavier McKinney, a safety, going to play for the New England Patriots. But don't be surprised if New England does something quarterback-wise because there's one sitting right there, the kid I've been trying to hide. But don't be surprised. Right now, at number 24, they got the New Orleans Saints getting Jordan Love, a quarterback from Utah State. Sean Payton is not going to draft another quarterback right there. They got Taysom Hill backing up Drew Brees. I think they're going to go wide receiver. I think Jordan Love may end up going at 23 to the New England Patriots. And then at number 5, they have Justin Jefferson, wide receiver, another LSU player going to the Minnesota Vikings. I forgot to mention that Jordan Love is from Utah State. He's an Aggie from Utah State. Want to give that school they love. Number 26 pick, you got Georgia running back DeAndre Swift going to the Miami Dolphins with their next first round pick, going down there and playing him and Tua and you know everybody down there. If they get Tua, right now it looks like the Dolphins are not going to get Tua, but you know they were trying to take for Tua last year, so that could happen at number 5. But if not, DeAndre Swift will be again. This is not mine. This is Bucky Brooks. Bucky Brooks said DeAndre Swift will go number 26 to the Miami Dolphins, and then Yetur Gross-Matos from Penn State will be going to, according to Bucky Brooks, going to the Seattle Seahawks at number 27, number 28. Linebacker from Wisconsin, Zach Braun, will be going to the Baltimore Ravens. Number 29, another edge rusher from the SEC, from Auburn, Marlon Davidson, going to the Tennessee Titans, who came off a great year last year and gave Ryan Tannehill a contract extension. Green Bay going out to get another offensive lineman to help Aaron Rodgers and help their running game. At number 30, getting Joshua Jones from Houston. And then at the 31st pick, Trayvon Diggs, cornerback, Alabama. That's the pick for the 49ers, unless they trade their pick to Cleveland, as I spoke about before, the 13 and 31 going to the 49ers, going to the Cleveland Browns for Odell Beckham Jr. And then the final pick, as if they needed any more help, they got J.K. Dobbins, the monster running back from Ohio State, going in the 32nd pick to the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. So that's Bucky Brooks. Pick. Those are Bucky Brooks from NFL.com. You can go there. He has about four different drafts that he's done. They have a few others. Go over, if you're a draft head like me, go over there and check out Mel Kiper, draft expert over on ESPN. You got Todd McShay. You got a lot of cats out there calling this one Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio and those cats over there. It's a lot of cats talking football right now and talking draft right now. So if you've been locked up in the house, locked in, fiending for some sports, this is the week for you if you're an NFL fan. If you're not an NFL fan, this is the time to become an NFL fan. But yeah, so that's what's going on this week. So I'm so glad to be back talking sports, man. You can see it took me a little while to get revved up, but now I'm back in the groove, and I'm glad that you joined me here on Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. Remember, you can listen to this broadcast wherever podcasts are heard, wherever you can download them. You can listen, download it, share it. Listen, download it, share it. We are on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify Podcast. We're on iHeart Podcast. You can listen to us on our dedicated website, www.alaricanderson.com. I've been out of practice. .net, where you can get that's the dedicated website specifically for this show. We are so happy that you join us. And hey, got a new show coming out. If you really want to hear me talk about some other things and get to see my face, got a new show coming out called In the Studio with Alaric Anderson. That will debut on Wednesday on YouTube, on Facebook Live, on Instagram TV and Instagram Live and all of those platforms where they're more visual. Come give us a listen. We're going to be talking about more than sports. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to kind of see me and go back and forth. We're going to have some great guests, some great co-hosts. So I want you to join me on that also. But again, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Thank you for supporting us and supporting others in your community during this time. Be sure to pray for people. Be sure to go out there and help. Pray for our first responders. Pray for our frontline healthcare workers and pray for this country. We're going to make it through this. If you're out there and you listen to this broadcast and you're dealing with the COVID-19, either directly or indirectly, that you personally are dealing with the illness, or you have family members, we are praying for you, letting you know that you're in our thoughts and our prayers. And we look forward to talking to you and talking to all of you all next week at the same time. Mondays is where you get this show. Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. Thank you for listening. God bless.